Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. We begin a new week, a really important week, probably what's going to be a pretty wild week in America's political history, most likely this week of the Joe Biden supposed inauguration. It's just going to be interesting, to be sure. And we'll be talking about it all, and again, always with the idea that we're just trying to talk about things to give you ammunition, if you will, to persuade the persuadables. Oh, no, not beat them over a head, but talk about those political issues of the day in a way that helps them reach the conclusion on their own, right? You know, that they just need to do something different in how they've been thinking about politics or not thinking about it. Now, let me throw a couple of things out to you here on Political Coffee. By the way, we are going to 2 hours today. Stacey Ann is back. Good Morning Salem will be on from 8 to 9. So Political Coffee from now until about the 1st of June is going to be a 2-hour show. So join us. I hope that you do, for a great 2 hours of political talk. Stacey Ann's back today, so you'll have an opportunity to chat with her in the third hour. What was the third hour is now the first hour of Good Morning Salem. So here's some things to think about. A lot of, you know, over the weekend, by the way, just people were blowing up my phone with these videos that get edited very deceptively of Trump. And these videos that the Biden inauguration had been canceled, and all of these news outlets are going to be confiscated by Trump's executive order. Today's Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the day that we recognize a man whose entire commitment has been just distorted by the left in unbelievable ways. And there's lots out there about that, including this interesting campus reform Act article about Oregon State University, which is hosting today Angela Davis. You remember who she is? Who was once on the FBI's most wanted list, Black Panther Party member, former Communist Party USA leader, who even though she supposedly left the party in 1991, well, she was in a black queer town hall, a virtual one in 2020. She identified herself as a communist, an evolutionist, an internationalist, an anti-racist, anti-capitalist, feminist, queer, black, activist, pro-working class, revolutionary, intellectual, community builder. Kind of a community she building with all of those incredibly negative adjectives about who she is and what she believes in. Yeah, she's going to be at Oregon State University today. While they still ban other people, oh, like Christians, Republicans. This is Oregon State University, folks. At any rate, she's going to be distorting everything about Dr. King, who, as we are told by others in his family, was a Republican. She's going to be talking about how to carry on Dr. King's work and legacy, quote, in a way that is relevant to today's generations, unquote. Yeah, well, it would be nice if either in our K-12 education system or in the university system they actually taught who Dr. King was and what he actually believed in. Anyway, today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day in America. Now, there's lots going on, and this business that we are going to see all of these things, that Trump is going to do all of this stuff, folks. I did it happen over the weekend? No, it didn't, did it? Now, does that mean that Trump cannot still invoke martial law or the Insurrection Act or his executive order? Yeah, he still can because he's still president. Is he going to do that? I don't think so. But a lot of people on our side are now living in fear. They are. This is unfortunate. You know, that big to-do about all of these massive protests in D.C. of armed people and all the state capitals. Boy, was that ever a big nothing burger, a big fizzle. Because a lot of people on our side are now living in fear that government is going to come for them, that Joe Biden and his leftists are going to identify them and are going to come and take our guns and take our kids. And can government do that? Well, kinda, but probably not. And here's why. The reason why it isn't going to happen is a little old thing called elections. Now, there's no doubt that Democrats stole this election. General McInerney, there's a story on the Liberty Daily about, he said, you know, Trump beat Joe Biden by 11 million votes. And I think that's probably correct. But having said that, we don't have any evidence that's actually been presented in a court case yet to back it up. Now, I think it will be. And I think this is one of the reasons Donald Trump is not going to do crazy, nutty things. Although I must say that I find it really interesting that he is still doing some interesting things quietly in the background. Like his new NSA director. Now, why would you even bother to appoint an acting NSA director? Why would you do that? I mean, come on. The guy's leaving office in a few days. Well, is it because he intends, not today on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but maybe tomorrow, to do a whole bunch of things? Yeah, I know a lot of people out there are saying, look, he's got 25,000 National Guard in Washington, D.C. right now. Could he use them for his purposes if he invoked the martial law and the Insurrection Act? Yeah, I suppose he could. I don't think he will. Why? Two reasons. He wants to run again in 2024, which, by the way, there's another story, and this is most interesting. This is in The Federalist by a lawyer who believes, conservative lawyer who believes, yes, the Senate can actually convict Donald Trump after he's left office. And I think he makes a reasonable case. It's not going to happen. And I'll tell you why it's not going to happen. Because of a little thing called elections. You see, I don't think this is why, overtly, immediately, Joe Biden and his communist buddies that he's installing, the shadow president, Susan Rice, who, by the way, if you know her background, folks, this woman has been at the center of most of America's truly massive foreign failures. Bill Clinton, she misadvised him on a whole bunch of things. Kosovo, sending cruise missiles into an aspirin factory in Somalia. And then, of course, with Obama, the Benghazi liar that she is, proven to be a Benghazi liar. How does this woman have any credibility to get elected? Well, she does because the news media refuses to talk about who she is, and we don't teach who she is in the context of education, public education. Now, herein lies an opportunity, and we'll get to that, because you know what, folks? Parler's back. Kinda. Not fully yet. But they're getting back. Remember that alternative internet that we talked about, Interrupt? Yep. But even more importantly, we're in a big-time war. It's a cultural war, yes. It's a natural war of ideas and words and political parties and all the things that we do here in Political Coffee, yes, but we're also in a spiritual war. And here's the one thing that all the evil corruption that goes on in Washington, D.C. has not taken into account is the supernatural and the spiritual war. You see, the body of Christ in America has been truly awakened. And I believe that you're going to see that in the coming weeks and months, powerful moving in people's lives in America, in the body of Christ, first and foremost. And those people are praying. And prayer works. And prayer releases good forces, angels, in a massive way. And there's a lot more angels out there than there are demons. And we're going to be fighting that battle on top of all the other battles that we should fight. And that means for the hearts and minds and the souls of people. Right now, people on our side are scared that immediately Joe Biden is going to just take away everything and come and get our guns and come and get our kids. And all of us that are identified as Trump people and supporters, we're going to be fired from our jobs. No, folks, it ain't going to happen because of this thing called elections. Because here's what the Democrats know. I want you to think about this for a moment. How big did Nancy Pelosi win the speakership? Folks, she has an 8-vote margin. Well, she has a 10-vote margin in effect. 20 if you count the 10 Republican rhinos, every one of which needs to be primaried and beaten in the primaries coming in 2022. She barely won, folks. All the plans that the Democrats put forward barely won. You see, even though they stole a presidential election, and again, hopefully that's going to come out in these 8 court cases before the U.S. Supreme Court that are going to be heard. And this is another reason that I don't think Donald Trump's going to pull the trigger on anything crazy here. Although I think he has the right to do so, and I wish he had, in fact, confiscated those Dominion voting machines. I think he's thinking that this actual evidence, which has never been presented in any trial, is going to come to light. And he wants to run in 2024. And that's a self-constraint issue. It is the same thing that is going to constrain Biden and the Democrats from acting too quickly. But make no mistake about it, they are going to act. Our liberties are going to be infringed. Back in a moment at 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. We'll also want to thank, by the way, Freedom Heating and Air for being one of our sponsors of the Freedom Celebration, along with Tick Liquor Firearms. You know, Freedom Heating and Air has been in business in Salem a long time. And that's because they do a really good job of taking care of their customers, especially if you have an emergency. You can call all kinds of heating and air companies, but Freedom Heating and Air specializes in emergency services. They can come on out and they can get things fixed for you in a hurry. Great discounts for veterans and seniors and property managers, too. So why don't you give them a call? Check out everything that they can do to make your life better by going to freedomheatingandair.net. That's their website, freedomheatingandair.net. And make sure, by the way, you sign up for the Freedom Celebration Sunday afternoon, July 30th, up at the Ames Ranch. Folks, we are going to have a great time celebrating freedom, honoring the heroes who keep us free. So come and join us. $10. Come on. $10 for incredibly great food. More importantly, fellowship. Those of us who believe in freedom getting together, listeners of this radio, because this really is our listener party, and we appreciate so much all of you listening and also making a decision to spend your hard-earned money with our advertisers. So Freedom Celebration, go to kslm.news. Get signed up. So I do not think that we are going to have, and by the way, the phone line, if you want to comment on this, are you afraid as a liberty-loving American right now? I mean, seriously, are you afraid to show up at a state capitol with your gun? To go take part in any protest with a gun or not? To post anything now on Facebook because you might get banned? Folks, I'm leaving Facebook. The heck with them. And I'm leaving Amazon. I've already left Twitter. Believe me, there will be other platforms. There already are for you to keep your message and your belief and speak your mind freely. Now, are you afraid that even if you do it there, that the Biden administration is going to track you down, put you in a re-education camp and deprogram you? No, folks, at least not for any time soon, because we have a Supreme Court that is decidedly against those kinds of things because they are strict constitutionalists. Now, I will also say to you that we have what this is going to be the next 4 years. Assuming, again, that God doesn't do something miraculous, and I believe he certainly can. I don't know how it's all going to happen, but I know that he can. Democrats have an election to worry about, the next one. Because they have a whole bunch of Democrat Senate seats up, some of them in states that went strongly to Donald Trump, irrespective of whether you believe the numbers or not. And the House, again, you do not need to be afraid because Democrats know that their hold on the U.S. Senate and their hold on the U.S. House of Representatives is tenuous at best. They barely are going to be able to hold it. You see, the last few people out there that can make the difference in the election, these are the persuadables we talk about that voted for Democrats because they didn't like Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not going to be on the ballot in 2 years. Now, he may be in 4 years, but he's not going to be in 2 years. And they know that. They know that their radical leftist ideas are going to be what's going to be out there. Now, I'm going to tell you this. This is why they're not going to make bold moves that would be slapped down immediately by the courts because they would be so extreme. It doesn't mean, however, that they're not going to be, well, view us as the frog that gets boiled to death by they keep turning up the heat. Yeah, they're going to come after our liberties one by one, but they're going to be subtle, little ones. The courts will help us defend that, at least for a time. Let's go to the phones to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. What are your thoughts today? Welcome.
Yes, I think there are some parallels with what's happening today. If we go back to Mr. Lincoln and the North and the South, I think there was the Sicilians and the mobs did not really want Lincoln to succeed, and they do not today want President Trump to remain or to succeed in the future. It's going to be difficult for a comeback once we've lost, once they have the House and the Senate and the presidency all at once, and they placed their minions in the United Nations, the United Nuts. whoever Biden is going to place in that position is a dangerous person. So this thing that took place at Vatican City and the Leonardo machine, and you spoke about it quite a bit, scorecard and the what they call that?
Hammer system.
Hammer. The hammer. The Fort Washington would be the iPhone, and the server would be the app, the scorecard. There's the three big tech companies still in position to hammer away down on this, and it will not be exposed any more than what it is. It's going to be tough to go forward in any election. And to get any judicial system to bring this forth, and the fact that they've cashed in on it, Republicans and Democrats, on these machines and that money, it's going to be hard to break that.
It will, but it's not impossible. It is possible, Glenn. I think you're laying this out correctly. Yes. And this is why the evidence has to be released in these Supreme Court trials. Literally has to be presented as to everything that you've just articulated that we know happened in Italy, that we know has happened with China getting data and access to it, as articulated by the Director of National Intelligence. We'll talk about that. Glenn, thanks for your call. Back in a moment. It is 6:30. There's a lot to talk about, folks.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes to the top of the hour. We are on a two-hour show footing now. Stacey Anna's back, so we're going to be broadcasting till 8 a.m., and then Stacey starts her show again. Good Morning Salem from 8 to 9. We're going to do that from now till the 1st of June, when I get so busy that with the farm I won't be able to continue anything more than 1 hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Speaking of emails, got one from Jim. Says, I have a coworker that tonight I told that I want us to be friends, but we can't discuss politics. Told him what happened to D.C. was fine until they broke and it became violent. Peace is the only way, brother, and that's where I left it. If it weren't for painting and my dog, Sally, I'd go totally bodmin. He says, see Doc Martin. Okay. Taking time to regenerate sounds good. We could all use a break from the shutdown, mask, unrest, and lunacy of today's political landscape. That's not the kind that I paint. Happy little trees are what I do. Now, we all love happy little trees. I think there's some wisdom in that, don't you? I mean, I have taken time to unplug on weekends, really just kind of let go of everything political. With the exception of prayer, I met with a group that prays in Brownsville yesterday afternoon. But, you know, on Saturday, I just, you know, from Friday night, you know, we have a prayer group in Albany, different churches. You know, you've heard me mention that. And we pray over the political landscape. And then I don't do anything on Saturday, and I don't do anything Sunday morning and Sunday afternoons. And, you know, I start getting back into the flow of things. In terms of reading things and so forth. I just, you need to unplug some. I mean, you just do. Don't you agree? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. So look, here's the deal. If you're living in fear, I mean, yesterday a young man, that was in our prayer group said, you know, look, all of us have stood down. Proud Boys, Three Percenters, Oath Keepers, they've all stood down from going to the Capitol. In fact, this thing that fizzled at the Capitol yesterday, folks, if you look at the Oregonian story, there's like six or seven people. There was more news media there, and I know this because a friend of mine just went there, and he sent me pictures. He went there just to observe and look. He wasn't carrying a gun or anything like that, although he does. He just didn't have it overt. And he sent me pictures, and he said, there's more Antifa here than there are people on our side. And if you look at the pictures, yeah, there's no doubt that Antifa was standing there next to some of our people. It was a nothing burger. But yet the news media and the left built it up to be this big thing, and people were afraid. Well, I go back to my point is that people are not really knowing. I think people this week are just expecting that Trump is going to drop the hammer and do something crazy. I don't think he's going to do that for two reasons. I think that he truly believes that he's going to run again in 2024. And I think he should at this point. And he wants to be seen as being legitimate within the Republican Party because the rhinos are going to try to take it over. They are. You know that. Also, he is expecting that this information that proves this election was stolen is going to come out in these Supreme Court cases, or at least he's going to give it an opportunity to. Now, look, I could be completely wrong about this stuff. He could drop the hammer tomorrow. I don't think he'll do it today, you know, just because it's Martin Luther King's day. I expect that he's probably going to come out and speak and say something today. I think he does it tomorrow. Certainly he's going to release something like supposedly 100 pardons tomorrow. Okay, fine. Who cares? So presidents do. Clinton did it. Of course, he'll be vilified for it because there's two systems of fairness in America. Right? Especially in the news media. That's all been exposed. But friends, the Democrats know, look, they cannot steal every single election. Now, this is why this information has to come out. Because half of America does not trust the elections now. And we will question every one of them, as we should. This information must come out if we're going to have fair elections in the future. And every time that, if it doesn't happen, nobody's going to trust anything moving forward. But I got to tell you, I could be completely wrong. And this is why a lot of people are just uncertain what's going to happen in the next few days. Who knows? But I do know one thing. God is in control of it all. All right, let's go to the phones. All the lines are full. We're going to get to Art and then Gail and then Freddie. Art, go.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Happy Martin Luther King Day. You know, I wouldn't look to the Supreme Court to save anything because, I mean, where have they been all of this time?
Well, no. They have already. I mean, they've four rulings for religious freedom in the last 2 months. That's why Kate Brown had to back off.
Oh, no.
So they have. But you're right. When it comes to this election, no, they've been non-existent.
Well, and you know, I mean, when you got people like the crazy radicals like Chuck Schumer who stand outside the Supreme Court and you know threaten justices, et cetera, you obviously can't predict anything as far as that goes. But being afraid, if you believe in God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you can't be afraid. You can wonder what's going to happen, because, you know, you read Revelations, you know, there's wars and rumors of wars and all the things that, are actually going on right now. And, you gotta be curious what's going to happen next in our country with the, Dems having control of everything. But,
all right, so you're not afraid. Even though the Democrats have control of everything, you're not afraid because you believe God's in control.
Well, I mean, yeah. And, you know, you pray about it and stuff, but,
but that doesn't mean, though, that, you're going to just sit back and let stuff happen without fighting it, right?
Well, heck no, Jeff. I am for right and wrong and against, evil and evildoers and evil things. And that kind of stuff's going to happen. There is no doubt about it. But, to be afraid, would be admitting that you don't have faith in God and that, you're guaranteed everlasting life with the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And so you gotta be concerned on the trials and tribulations we may be put through, you know, over the next, 2-4 years.
But well, that's right, Art. And I'm going to let you go, friend, because I've got to move on to Gail
and be another election.
Freddie. About this is that we have to believe that God's in control, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to have trials and tribulations along the way, because we are. I can guarantee you with this bunch in control, let's go to Gail. Hi, Gail. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Jeff, for taking my call. I was listening to Art, so I'm kind of got distracted a little bit. But I am, I'm trying to do what the president said. I'm trying to honor his wishes. And after the Capitol thing, and where it's been proven that Antifa has showed their hands, he has. I can't remember where I heard it, but he has put out a comment for us who believe in God. He didn't say it like this. I'm paraphrasing. For us who believe in God and believe in Him, to pull back, be calm, be in prayer, stay away from our capital. Now is not the time to get involved. So I'm going to do that. We were doubled up on prayer yesterday. Doubled up on prayer Saturday, and I think that these few days, it's good to double up on prayer, and we can do other things. We can get some water in our house. We had some big, big winds. We can prepare. And like you said, you're taking a step back and moving away from some of it. That doesn't mean we've given up. We're not giving up because we trust in God's will and we pray for God's will. And so I'm preparing for some kind of an outage in these next few days and just being ready to fight on the other side of it.
Well, we have to. We cannot give up. Even though we're believing that God is in control of these things, yeah, we should from time to time take a step back and think about it. Never forget what's truly important. That's our families and our friends and our community. Good thoughts. Freddie, hang on. I'll get you on the other side of the break. I appreciate it. Hey, my friends, State Senator Brian Boquist has left the Republican Party. He's now an independent. What's going on there? Back in a moment. It's 48.
No, that's not poverty. As they march through town to the riverside, they baptize believers in this celebration of it.
Stop and come. We gotta move. Call J. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. I want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being one of our great sponsors in this radio show and certainly on KSLM. If you need a contractor you can trust, he's your guy. Don't take my word for it. Check out the very satisfied comments on his website, RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. Satisfied comments and pictures to prove it from happy customers. RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Freddie. Freddie, good morning, brother. What's on your mind?
Morning, Jeff. Hey, look, my feeling is this. Trump is a constitutional president. He follows the Constitution. He understands that he has to protect this nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And so now they have the evidence on politicians who have taken or are corrupt and have taken money from foreign countries, and they are have committed treason. If you committed treason, you have to be removed from office, and it goes through a military tribunal, not the Supreme Court or any other court, because he's tried that. So what I'm saying is that Trump knows that he has to do this while he's the president of the United States. He's not going to be able to do it in 4 years. And the courts are not going to be able to do it because they're corrupt too. We've seen all of that. So I think Trump in the next day or two is going to declare what he needs to declare, which would be martial law, and the military is going to take over, and they're going to go after these folks that have committed treason and remove them out of office. That's his obligation under the Constitution. That's what I think is going to happen. That's my opinion.
So you don't think, you know, he's going to be doing any of these wild and crazy things that have got people all fearful, like Insurrection Act, martial law, or that kind of thing?
If you committed treason, and we have enemies, both foreign and domestic, Antifa and all the rest of them, then it has to go under the military rule, and the military has to try these people under the act of treason. And the people
so
that
he
are
would
in
have
government
to,
office
but,
that have taken the oath.
Okay, Freddie, so for that scenario to take place, the president would have to invoke martial law, suspend habeas corpus the way Abraham Lincoln did, and arrest these people. So the Department of Justice would have to be involved, or military tribunals, or something along that line, wouldn't it?
That's what the Constitution says.
So in that circumstance, so
did they take the oath?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you take the oath, and I believe that's correct. So here's a practical question. So Trump is president until noon this coming Wednesday, and then his term, according to the Constitution, expires. So if he did all this stuff, say, tomorrow, and arrested all these people and put these military tribunals in place, that would have to happen in an extraordinary fast manner. There would have to be lots of planning in advance, because it's got to continue after his term expires. We would have leaks about that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, all he needs is a judge to give him the oath. That's what they did to Johnson when Kennedy got killed. So it could be a very small group. It could be a judge that administers the oath, and then he continues on as president. He doesn't need a big whoopee-doo like we've had in the past. They can do this pretty quickly, and you know, if he's going to follow the Constitution, that's what he has to do. And we'll see if he's going to do it. If you try to do it in 4 years, it ain't going to happen. The courts are corrupt. We know that. He's tried all of that. And they wouldn't, you know, they didn't see the evidence because they don't want to look at the evidence. So it's...
Yeah, you're right about that, sadly.
That's what I think is going to happen. We'll see what it happens. Maybe it happened. Maybe it won't happen. But if he's a constitutional president and swore to uphold the Constitution, that's what the Constitution says. We have the evidence on it. As long as we got the evidence on it, then these people have to be removed from office and they have to go through a military tribunal.
Well, we have
not
to have
the Supreme Court.
Evidence.
It's not in the federal court. It's a military tribunal.
You're probably right. You're probably right because it is so depth. I just don't see that happening, but I could be really wrong. Thanks, Freddie. Let's move to Tim. Tim, you get to close out the first hour today of Political Coffee. What's on your mind?
Hi, Jeff. I just want you to know when I go out to the Ames Ranch, I get dessert before you do. And I've got to go quick because the light's going to change. Nancy Pelosi, do you think they got any information off the laptop?
Yeah, probably. Somebody took it and copied at least the hard drive. I mean, who knows where it is? Apparently, this lady that supposedly took it has tried to sell information off it or something. That's a story. I mean, who knows? There's so much disinformation out there. You don't know what you can believe right now. So I don't know. It would be interesting, and maybe that's some of what Freddie's talking about. Crimes, can't trust the courts, then do it through military tribunals. But again, I just think that if any of this was in motion, there's no way you could keep, a lot of people would have to be involved. There's no way that you could keep it quiet. Somebody would be leaking it. We would start hearing things.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, it would. I do think it's interesting, though, that apparently Trump yesterday, and I haven't found it yet, apparently CNN said something about it. Trump appointed an NSA director. Why would you do that when you got 3 days left in office? Well, you might do it if you were planning to do something like Freddie's suggesting. If Trump took his oath of office serious and he sees all of this stuff and the director of national intelligence has put out this report that, yes, China interfered with the election and the CIA didn't want to report it. If that's true, then Trump's got all that he needs to invoke his executive order. Could he arrest people? I think it's possible. Do I think it's going to happen? No, I don't. But I could be wrong. Thanks, Jim.
Jeff.
6:58. When we come back, one more hour to go. Stacey Ann is back from 8 to 9. She will be on the air with Good Morning Salem. You get to enjoy that program. We will have one more hour to go, and we're going to be in this posture from now until the first of June. When we come back, folks, there's a way to stop social media censorship. I alluded to it a little bit last week, and I'm going to get in depth to it because it boils down to something that can be done at the local level, folks. And this is where our political enemies in the trial lawyers could actually help us. No kidding. Politics does make very strange bedfellows. One more hour to go. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. I've got some emails to read, and I will get to them when we come back in the second hour, and a couple of other things, including Kate Brown closing some prisons. What? Yeah. Because she's got to spend money on higher priorities. We'll talk about them, too. Back in a moment, folks.